Hello, and welcome to Articulated Thought. Today I'll be talking about systems versus goals. Now, I would like to discern the difference because a goal is kind of a flawed way of thinking. Now, you could have big goals, and I think everybody should have big goals, but your goals are like just a kind of general trajectory that you should aim towards. So I'm going to use weight loss as an example. It could be anything. It could be making a $1 million company. It could be whatever you want. It could be getting a degree. Now, let's use weight loss for example. Let's say you want to lose 100 pounds. Your goal can be, I want to lose 100 pounds. I want to be at 170 pounds because that's what I think is ideal. Now, every single day that you think about this goal, it could be daunting because it's 100 pounds. That's a lot of weight. So what you do is you decide to eat better for a day, and then the next day you have ice cream for dinner. Or you decide you're going to work out every day, and then you go 3 days and then you're basically done, and you skip another 3 days because you're tired. That's kind of the flaw with creating goals, because they're huge and daunting. Now, the difference between that and a system is that in a system, you essentially set up little ways to basically change the person that you are. With a goal, it's huge, and with a system, you're just kind of moving towards being that person that identifies that way. Let's say you were able to lose 100 pounds instantly. Not really possible. I mean, I guess you could get liposuction, but let's just say it's not possible to lose 100 pounds instantly. That's because people don't, nothing is linear, pretty much. Like, no goals are linear. There's going to be hiccups along the way. There's going to be days that you're tired. There's going to be times that you don't identify with the thing that you need to do. So I used to be 230 pounds, and the way that I changed things up for myself is I began identifying as someone who eats well. I basically don't eat gluten anymore, except sometimes I cheat. I basically only eat protein and really good fats, and I try to stick as close to keto as possible. But the main thing that changed my mindset was learning about food and learning what it means to be healthy and what it means, like how sugar is processed and how everything in our bodies works and changes based on what we eat. And so I study this a lot because I find it very interesting. And honestly, that mindset shift was kind of the catalyst in why I was able to lose weight. And so not only that, I would say about maybe a month and a half ago, I started diligently working out. And the thing that made it possible for me to maintain this workout idea of myself, someone that is an athlete, someone that has a nice body, someone that is someone who works out every day, is that I can tell how much better I feel when I work out. I basically don't like not working out now. And that shift came very slowly. I started every day. I was like, I need to do 100 push-ups and 100 sit-ups. Now, it didn't matter when I did them. It didn't matter how long it took me. I started at 20 sets of 20 of each, and I would do it all day. Like, I would do one in the morning, one set, and then I would do one set in the afternoon, and I would do one set in the evening. But I made sure that no matter what, I did 100 every single day. Now I'm up to 120 push-ups, 100 crunches, 100 sit-ups, 100 squats, I walk every day for about 2.5 miles, and that shift that usually takes me like an hour and a half, and I would like to honestly like condense that into probably 2 hours and add in some more steps, some weight training, some resistance training, get pretty diligent about yoga, anything that would really help improve my life. I can tell the difference on how I feel. And so that's the shift in the mindset. I've created a system where I mark every single day that I made sure that I did those things every single day. I don't have a time that I go to the gym to work out. I'm not that kind of person. But maybe I will be in the future. I don't know. Maybe I'll find a really nice gym to go to. But at the moment, I personally can't imagine myself doing that. But then again, create the system and you can imagine yourself doing it every day. And eventually, you can't live without it. And so that's the great thing is I've already reached my goal. I look amazing for myself. I feel amazing inside. And, but the thing about not gaining the weight back is that those systems have to maintain. They have to be something that you maintain for the rest of your life. Working out is one of the greatest things for studying, and that's something I figured out. I'm learning a lot more than I ever have in my entire life. I spend, I would say, about an hour or 110 minutes or 130 minutes. I'm not exactly sure. I'm trying to get into the rhythm of this, of diligent studying every single day. I use a Pomodoro timer, and what I do is that I break things up. So I'm studying coding and real estate right now. It's going to change in the future, but what I do with my real estate is I do 25 minutes of studying, and then I do a workout, and then I do another 25 minutes, and then I do a little bit of stretching. And then I do the same thing with coding. And it's kind of like that break in between of me working out has changed the way that I study and has made it so that I want to study more. And I just like am thirsty for knowledge. And there's a lot of science behind the brain chemistry of working out and how much more, I guess, I don't know. Metaphorically sponge-like, it makes our brains and thirsty for knowledge. And so I'm going to return to this. I would really recommend this book called Atomic Habits. It has changed the way that I think about my life, and I'm on my third listen through just so I can absorb it up entirely. I listen to it while I read. I mean, while I, sorry, I listen to it while I drive. And honestly, creating systems has been the greatest thing in my entire life, and I'm going to continue doing so. And just know that your systems are something that you are going to like hold sacred to your heart and continue doing for the rest of your life. And it's just a shift in the way that you think about yourself and the way that others think of you. Like, I don't know, I guess I could probably pretend that I'm an athlete to people. I'm an athlete while I'm working out. I embody that. I don't consider myself an athlete, but maybe one day I will be. I don't know. I haven't created the system for that right now, but in the future, who knows? I hope this helped anyone maybe move themselves forward, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Take care.